Behind the Law, the official podcast of West Tigers.
Well, hello and welcome to episode 45 of Behind the Raw, the official podcast of West Tigers, where we give it to you straight and where we learn more about the people and the stories behind this great club. Behind the Raw, of course, is proudly sponsored by Pro Wrestling Australia, that is PWA. Well, there is plenty happening at the club right now, and we have just presented our new strategic plan to West Tigers members. It's a plan that is designed to establish West Tigers as one of the leading sporting organisations in Sydney, and NRL, a top four NRL club, and a top four NRLW club as well. West Tigers CEO Shane Richardson has again been kind enough to join us on Behind the Raw to talk about a few, of the key elements in the club's strategic plan and a whole lot more. Richo, welcome.
Hey, Chris, thanks very much.
Let's firstly talk about CommBank Stadium, Easter Monday, magic day for the club. Magic day for the club, and all three grades we won against the Eels over the weekend.
Yep, yeah, well, we did, and our 17s are equal top as well for going to the final series. So, Matt, so it's it was a great weekend for the club all round, and obviously the female teams were successful too. So, yeah, it's a great weekend for the club, but yeah, Monday was special because it showed a few things about the club. Monday, I remember when we were down, 16-6, I was sitting next to Barry and Farrell, and I said to Barry, I said, this is going to be good for us, mate, because we'll just see how much resilience and toughness we've got down to 10, 12 men. And I said, and it doesn't matter if we win or lose, we'll find out what they've got. And and we found out they had plenty. And they showed a great amount of courage to fight back the way they did and win the game. But as important to me was, we really outsang and out-screamed the Parramatta fans. We had so many fans in that stand.
Yeah, we were.
It was crazy, and it was quite astonishing, and I think the Parramatta fans were astonished with it as well. So, it was an outstanding day for us, and all around, and we just could build on it this week and play Redcliffe and Brisbane on Saturday night.
It went right down to the wire, didn't it, on Easter Monday? But you touched on a couple of things there, and we know that Benji and the coaching staff are instilling some core values and standards in the team. We've spoken a lot about that. A couple of those are resilience and trust. And you could see it. I think they had 35 maybe play the balls in our red zone at one time, and we just repelled them.
Yeah. People sort of had this misconception that Benji was going to come in and we're going to do flick passes and tosses over their heads. And really what he's done is got down to basics and got a pack that makes tackles and a team that makes tackles. And you can't win, you can't make finals without being able to defend properly. Mm. And, they're defending with great resilience and they're defending for each other, which is what it's all about. So, it's exciting.
We'll talk a bit more about Easter Monday, magic of Easter Monday. Of course, that's gone now, and we're all looking forward to Saturday night at Suncorp Stadium against the Dolphins, Wayne Bennett coach Dolphins. They're going pretty good as well, so it's going to be a tough mission. We're going to chat to Richo about the strategic plan, which our members received, and they received it first, and you'll know that we're giving our members a lot of information that others that just don't get. So you know what to do, show your stripes and sign up to become a member. Before we get into that, and we'll also touch on the stadium plans, all right? There's been a lot of talk about Leichhardt Oval after our recent victory over Cronulla Sharks. So keen to see exactly where Richo stands on that. Before we do all that, I thought I'd just rattle through a bit of club news for you this week. So we've just touched on that 17-16, wonderful victory over the Eels for our NRL team. Now, prior to that, the Western Suburbs Magpies in the New South Wales Cup, great effort from them. They scored, I think it was three tries in the final 10 minutes, going on to beat the Eels 32-26. I thought Brent Naden had a particularly strong game in that one, as did a lot of the young boys, including Latu Fainu. Our Jersey Flegg Cup team came back from, I think it was 22-4 down against the Eels. That was on Saturday, and they defeated them 24-22. So well done, all three grades victorious. In team news, we know that Lockie Galvin has been rubbed out for two matches. So he's taken that early guilty plea. He'll miss the Dolphins on Saturday. He'll also, unfortunately, miss our game against the Dragons at Campbelltown the following weekend. So Bud Sullivan, he comes in. He'll start at 5'8" alongside Aiden Caesar and Latu Fainu. Well done to him. He will come into the 17. He'll make his NRL debut at Suncorp Stadium on Saturday night, alongside his brother Samuela as well. So he'll become West Tigers player number 282. Now, West Magpies, they had the 16-all draw with the Eels on Good Friday. This is the Harold Matthews. They remain unbeaten, as Richo's already touched on. So equal top with the Bulldogs. They will, they'll get a week off before they go into the finals. So well done, fellas. Unfortunately, SG Ball, our Magpies boys, they've missed out on the finals. They went down to the Eels 30 points to 26 over the weekend. Lisa Fiola Cup team, they thumped Manly Seagulls. Well done, girls. 42-0. Yep, 42 blot to finish fifth on the ladder. They'll also play finals footy. That won't be this weekend. That will be the weekend after. In terms of what's happening this weekend, so we take on the Dolphins on Saturday night at Suncorp. We know that. In the Cup, the Magpies play the Bears. That's at North Sydney Oval. 3 p.m. kickoff on Sunday if you want to get out there to North Sydney Oval. And Jersey Flegg, they're off to Melbourne. It'll be a tough trip, but off the back of a good win, I know that they'll do themselves proud. That's 2 p.m. Saturday in Melbourne. All righty, well, that is a quick wrap of all the club news. As I said, there is plenty happening. Richo, let's firstly, we'll talk about the strategic plan in a moment. Can we address Leichhardt Oval? And there's been a lot said and written about it after that, the win against the Sharks. Some positive, some negative. Look, we know it's a wonderful venue and it's a great atmosphere, but it's past its use by date and has been for many years, right?
Yeah, I mean, the reality is if you're going to be a great club in this competition, you've got to grow your membership and grow your sponsorship and grow everything around you. And the reality is that Leichhardt, and I made the point the other day, it's not that it's not a historic ground and all the tiers and everything else around it. And I get that. I'm a rugby league fan, so I know it. But it's not fit for purpose for us to be able to do what we want to do and grow this club the way we want to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's right to say it's a great atmosphere in the hill and all, and I get all that. But it's also not a great atmosphere for families. It's not terrible atmosphere for corporates. I mean, we did something like 350 corporates there the other night. At the game on Monday, they did 2,200. Yeah. That's the idea of the difference between what you can and can't do with it, with the ground, you know, and the crowd. You know, we had 16,000, we had 28,000 there on the weekend. We could never fit them in there. So my point about it is, though, it's not that I don't want to play there. I think it's a historic ground, but it's not up to the level of us being able to play there on a regular basis at the very least. And we need to do things now to upgrade it to be there at all. But for next year, because, you know, we intend, as per the strategic plan, we've done a lot of work on working on our stadium strategy so that we can, we've been all over the place over the years. Mm-hmm. I want to lock a stadium strategy in for 3 years from next year onwards so we know exactly where we stand, our members know when we're playing, we know exactly where we're playing at, and that they're in quality facilities for them to grow, and more importantly, to grow our membership and grow every other part of a club, including corporately. So I make no apologies for that. It's not that I love Leichhardt as a guy. I'd love to have a beer there on the hill with my mates and everything else. But my job is to make sure we grow this club to where we want to be as a top four club in the competition, on and off the field. And we're restrained by that at the moment because of the lack of facilities we have to grow membership and the lack of facilities we have to grow corporately.
We're surprised that the government wasn't forthcoming with funding.
No, I wasn't surprised because I didn't do it to,
Well, it wasn't, but it was Darcy Byrne.
Yeah, Darcy called a press conference. But I understand they've got their budgets and what they spend their money on, and they probably regret spending the amount of money they spent at Penrith, but they did. I'm not saying that at all, but that's not my job to run the government. My job's to run West Tigers and make us become the club that I know we can become. And to do that, we need facilities and grounds to be able to do it at. And we need stability about where we're going to play and the quality of games we're going to play there. And we can only do that with a three-year plan. And we'll make that decision over the next 60 to 90 days.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's important just to point out and clarify that this is not a case of Richo wanting to abandon Leichhardt Oval. Far from it. Let me ask you this then, Richo. So if funding was to come, whether it be through government, NRL, council, a combination. And upgrades were made at Leichhardt Oval. Would that still figure in the stadium?
Yeah, of course it would. But well, see, the challenge you've got, though, is that, you know, the plans for the stadium, which if it came to fruition, the Darcy's plans are really good. That we'd be able to play there. It's a boutique stadium, rah, rah, rah. But, you know, that hasn't even been approved for financing. So that'll take 6 months to do. That'll take a couple of years to build it, to do it. So we're a long way away from it being the ideal situation. What we would do, what would they need to do now is put in this sort of temporary stuff to be able to get us through with the quality of toilets and RSA and all the things that we need to do there. And then we consider how many games we could or could not play there. And certainly that'd be a daytime, not night.
So then 2025, what are we looking at there? What are some of the options then?
Oh, we have lots of options. I mean, you know, Campbelltown Council, we're meeting with them at the moment about, you know, the South. It's a much better situation corporately. It's certainly a much better situation for crowds, et cetera. We've never been able to grow there, but we also haven't had great games there. Like, we've already sold out St. George corporately. We'll, you know, we could be a chance of selling out Campbelltown, which we've never heard of before. So it's a ground that we can grow into in the Southwest, but it depends on the council and what they want to do for upgrades and their centre of excellence they're building, etc. But we'll talk to them over the next few months. We're talking to everybody. We're talking to, you know, Vince New South Wales. We're talking to Allianz Stadium. We're talking to everybody, and we'll put it into what we're going to do and make sure we go for it. We certainly won't be playing games in the country. We won't be going to Tamworth or anything like that anymore. If every game we'll play will be in Metropolitan.
Okay. You ain't seen nothing
like this. Pro Wrestling Australia presents Ringmasters at the Sydney Spiegelton, Friday, April 19. Tickets available now on Oztix. PWA Ringmasters. This ain't no three-ring circus.
When you first came in and you've been here, you know, it seems like a while now, Richo.
3 months.
3 months. You were in that chair about a month ago, and you addressed a new policy on how we are reporting our membership figure. So we've set a new base level, pleasing to say, and we've got 1,000 new members since we drew that line in the sand and only reporting paid up members. So that show your stripes. And with that, we're doing some things that are different. Members are receiving more exclusive benefits and correspondence that non-members are not getting. So that seems to be working. And we should be pointing out, it's as you have pointed out too, it doesn't have to be a ticketed membership, right? Just jump on board, show your stripes, and tell us your membership.
Yeah, and our membership for next year will be a bit revolutionary, changing the way we think about members. I mean, you know, if you go out and buy two jerseys, it's going to cost you $360, and you can buy a membership for $80. So does the person that buys two jerseys, does he deserve to be part of the membership crew? So the way people think about membership is a different world today to what it was 5 or 10 years ago. And we have a bit of a revolution, especially when we've got different grounds. So seats not always the only way you can get a membership. So we'll be providing something pretty unique for our members for next year, and that'll be coupled in with our stadium policy, which is really crucial to that growth of that, and then coupled into the new way we do corporately, and certainly the new way we're doing. We're really excited about what we're going to be doing in the community. So all these things come together to become one way for the Tigers to grow to what we need to be.
Well, West Tigers members, they did receive the strategic plan during the week. They were the only ones to receive the strategic plan. That's the way it should be. Let's touch
outside the board.
Outside of the board. So members, you got it after the board. Let's touch on some of the key issues in there. And there's a clear push to the Southwest, Richard.
Yes, there is. I mean, we've talked about it for years and years, but the reality is that the figures don't lie. You know, there's $4 billion worth of infrastructure going out there. There's hundreds and hundreds and thousands of jobs being built out there. There's a population growth of over 500,000 over the next 10 years. It's the most dynamic area in the whole of Australia. And you know, we've got to be part of it. And to do that, we've got to really embed ourselves with the community out there. And, you know, we've got a really strong leagues club out there in West MacArthur, which has done a great job with junior league participation for years, investing nearly $750,000. Yeah, we're building on that and working strongly with them, with our community program with them out there. We're opening an office out there. We'll have 7 people out there, 2 in sales, 2 in community, 3 in development. It's a massive area for development. We want to grow our juniors to 10,000 out there. The Campbelltown Council, we haven't always had a great relationship, but we intend to have a great relationship with them going forward, building on playing games there, but also building on development out there and what we need to do corporately, et cetera, within the area with our schools program. So it's a push that we're doing. We've already started it. It's not something we're talking about. We've already had these meetings out there and we're working strongly towards it. So yeah, the Southwest is a major focus for them. Why wouldn't it be? Because there's no other clubs got the opportunity to develop like we can and hopefully grow our corporate now, as I said, our membership and everything else in the North Southwest.
I like some of the sayings that you often come up with. One of them is we can live on rump steak. We don't need the fillet steak. There's another saying, and it's pretty basic too, you fish where the fish are. Mm. And that seems to be the case with the push to the Southwest in terms of player development. It's very strong.
Well, with player development and corporately and the grounds and getting people involved with West Tigers, and that's what we are. We're West Tigers. We're not West and Balmain. We're West Tigers, and we've got to make sure we focus on that. And I know that area, and I know I've had long talks with West MacArthur, a great leagues club there and everything else, and the town, and they want to focus in on West Tigers, and everybody wears a West Tigers jersey out there. So I'm looking forward to that development because it's funny that we haven't had this great relationship out there, but we are now, and there's a lot of potential out there for a whole range of different things we can do in the Southwest. It doesn't mean though we're going to ignore Balmain and the areas around it. We're going to be still doing stuff in here, but the spread of population and the growth of population is through that area, and that's where we'll be, and we are there now. We're not talking about it, we're doing it. We're opening the office next week, and it's exciting times.
I was just going to touch on that. So the new office and staff will be based out there in community and development, and I think
sales.
Corporate sales. Scando's, well, yep. He's going to be saving on fuel.
Yeah.
A few golf clubs out there.
Yeah, there is a few, including Lakeside, which is part of West MacArthur. But anyway.
So that's great news, right? So that'll be next week, the grand opening ahead of our home game against the Dragons.
Yeah, and Shannon Gallant's going to be running the office day-to-day out there as well. I've another local junior, made good and played first grade. So we'll have our new community manager. We're so excited about Sean Millenkamp. We'll be out there working with councils and community and schools, et cetera, as well. We'll have a couple of people based there from community. So, you know, this is a true commitment to the West and the Southwest, and we're not talking about it. We're actually doing it.
Mm. A shout out and a thanks to Ken Schaefer, Auto as well, and Bryson. The new offices will be housed pretty much on their block of land. So
not pretty much, it is. It's based on their block of land. So yeah, no, they're great supporters. They've been supporters for a long while now, and it's just it never ceases to amaze me how great some of the people are in this club.
Yeah. Wonderful. And they're all sharing, those corporate supporters that you're talking about, they're sharing a similar vision for us. And you've already touched on it, Richo. You want this club, and you're very clear in the strategic plan that we are a development club.
Yep.
Not a recruitment club.
Nope.
You want to be the number one pathways club in the NRL.
Yep, we do. Penrith has seen that way. I think we're pretty close to them now, but you know, we've got to put a lot of effort. See, people don't realise that development is not just about elite athletes. It's about 5% of the athletes become elite.
Numbers game.
It's participation, and those areas of growth through Camden and out through that area are massive, and the housing that's going to go out there is going to be great for rugby league, and we and the NRL need to focus on, and New South Wales Rugby League need to focus on that area and make sure we open more and more clubs and get more and more kids to play out there. And 10,000 is a mark that we think we can attain by the end of next year.
So that's
and that will be the number one club.
There you go. Yeah. So that's all in the strategic plan. There are some facts and figures in there and some key targets.
Not some facts and figures. We actually, all facts and figures, including everything down to the budgets, et cetera.
No fluff.
No fluff at all. And you know, that's what's, it's a doing budget. It's not a talk about budget.
You talked about the MacArthur region and the junior nursery in that region too. So their junior rugby league competition kicks off next weekend, I'm pretty sure. So we'll be doing a fair bit around that at the Dragons game at Campbelltown Sports Stadium. And also West MacArthur League's presentation of a standby for this one too, a significant partnership with them.
It is. Yeah, so we'll be announcing that all over the next few weeks. And we're really excited about the prospects out there. We're excited about the first game. You know, you better get your tickets quickly because it certainly, I think it'll be a sellout because, so as I said, it's already sold out corporately. It's exciting times for the club, and you know, we just just keep plodding away and we'll see where we go.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, also in the strategic plan, Richo, and you make no secret of it, you are pouring a lot of resources into the new community plan.
Yes.
And you've got a very astute man on board now who's only joined us this week. Yep. Welcome, Sean Mellencamp. For those that don't know Sean, he was at the Central Coast Mariners for almost a decade. They were really, really struggling.
9 years, yeah.
9 years. They were struggling as a club, and he helped them win a premiership.
Yeah, and for all the members and fans out there, Sean's a unique, a very unique person in the game, because at the last game of the season for the Central Coast Mariners, they stopped the game at the 9 minute mark and gave him a standing ovation. Now, not too many administrators get that, and that's because the fans loved him, and you know, and he made the Central Coast, you know, with no money to be outstanding A-League championship, but more importantly, created a community up there that supported the club. And he'll do the same for us in the Southwest and in West generally. And I'm excited about Sean coming on board because the community way of doing things wherever I'm involved with is what makes people feel proud of being a part of the club, whether you're winning or losing. And you end up winning because what happens is people buy into the club, they buy into what we're doing with membership, because they believe we're actually ensconcing ourselves in that community and doing things worthwhile in their schools, dealing with real challenges with kids at risk, all these sort of things that make you part of the community. Now, Sean's job will be do that, coupled with our foundation committee, which is a businessman we got involved, and coupled with our alumni, which is our past players association. So Sean will tie all that in together to become a driving force of what we stand for and what our IP is all about. And that'll couple in into our membership and corporates. There'll be people involved with our community program won't want to be involved with football, but they want to be involved with our domestic violence program, our school to work, but work transition programs, all those sort of things, because that's what they feel in their community. So it broadens our reach, it broadens our sponsorship, and it broadens the people's view of what West Tigers is all about.
Well, on what West Tigers is all about, one other thing from the strat plan, I thought I'd just pull a few key elements out of it. The core values of this club since I started a couple of years ago, respect, teamwork, and excellence. There are now a couple more, couple of important values in there as well. Family and honesty.
Yeah, family's number one. And Benji's huge on that with the team. We're all about family, that we're all part of a family. And, you know, families don't stab each other in the back. Families don't run around doing things. The families stick together. And whether you're from the receptionist to the first grade coach, everybody's part of the family. And I really our members and everybody else are part of the family. So I think what we've got to do is we've got to ensure that's a number one. But honesty is something really that, you know, people think you need to hide things. And I learned a long time ago, I've been through the hide stage, so I'm not trying to be one of those guys. I'm such a noble man. And I've been through some of the dishonesty stage from time to time too, but hiding things about players, et cetera, et cetera. But I've learned over the next 10 years, though, it doesn't work. Mm. It only works when you tell people the truth. You talk about it up front. People might always like it, certainly the media that mightn't always like what you're saying, but I tell them the truth the way it is. It's the same with the Leichhardt thing. There's no point in me hiding behind a win at Leichhardt and making a good thing out of it. I had to tell the truth about where we are with Leichhardt because that is the truth. And Darcy is absolutely on board about it. So what I'm trying to say, everything we do has got to be upfront, like with the strap pan, like the thing. Won't be always right, but at least you'll know that we're telling you the truth. Listen to us before you listen to the media.
Yeah. Like it. Just on the Leichhardt again, and I've heard some people in the media saying, look, all they need to do is throw in a few more toilets and a couple of beer tents up the back and that'll solve the problem. But there's no room for that.
There is no room. There is no room. And what the interesting thing is, the more beer tents you put in, the more toilets you've got to put in. And there's no more space to put
the toilets
in.
They get.
It's amazing how some of these people think that they don't understand it. It's our responsibility as a club to ensure the safety and of our families and of our fans. Now, My point about it is I can't guarantee that safety on a Saturday night when it's like it was the other night. And it worries me like hell, because at the end of the day, we're at least the, your club's leasing the ground. And if something happens, it's your responsibility. It's not the beer tent's responsibility.
Or
the guy sitting on the hill because he loves being on it. It's my our responsibility to make sure our fans are safe and taken care of. And that's what it's all about, growing your club, is when you make that your number one concern and consideration, then you're not necessarily always popular about it, but you are popular with the ideals and the values of what your club's about. And that was what the state was the other night. It doesn't mean anything to do with not wanting to play it, like how romantic it is and love to have a beer with my mates. And it's got everything to do with what is the quality of situation we're putting our fans in.
And you look back last year, and you know, there was a collapse there, and we're lucky someone didn't lose.
I remember I ran a club in Hull in England, and it was the Boulevard, and everybody loved the Boulevard.
Yeah.
And I used to pray. They had a grandstand there that was so full of falling down. I was just happy it got to the end of the day. And we had one particular incident where we were setting up fireworks and a rocket actually hit a bloke at the grandstand. You know, like, I mean, these are the sort of safety things you've got to make sure of if you're really running a club. And I don't want to be sitting there worried about something that's going to happen. I'd rather be just sitting there, everybody having a really good time, enjoying themselves, good facilities, good everything, and a good game. And I know Benji's the same. Of course he loves playing it longer, but Benji's all about growing. He's all about the commit. He is absolutely committed to this strategic plan. And I know he is. We spoke about him about 20 minutes ago. Again, I presented all this to the players and to the coaching staff and to the board. They've all signed off on it before it goes to the members. So it's good. And what's amazing in this club, after all the things we've been through, it's been 2 weeks of being going to boards and people and stuff. All the staff got returned. Where has it leaked?
No, it hasn't. Our members got it first.
You ain't seen nothing like this.
Pro Wrestling Australia presents Ringmasters at the Sydney Spiegelton, Friday, April 19. Tickets available now on Oztix. PWA Ringmasters. This ain't no three-ring circus.
Correct.
Richard, let's take some questions from the crowd. We've had quite a few that have come in. We can't get through all of them, but again, thanks to everyone that did send them through. What we won't be having in this episode, and I've spoken to the sponsors, PWA. Richard, at the end, we normally have a mad minute where you jump off the ropes and we dive into a quick quiz, all right? We're going to can that.
Tell your sponsors, I used to be a massive fan of Brute Bernard and Skull Murphy.
There you go.
Haystacks Calhoun. I'm a massive world wrestling champion in Japan.
We'll get you in the ring. But honestly, on a serious note, PWA, thanks for putting your name to the podcast. Numbers are growing. It's very, very popular. And we appreciate you guys being on board. Keep an eye on all our socials as well.
Spirit of Rion.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Keep an eye on all our socials too, and you can follow us. If you're watching on YouTube, by the way, just click on the bell icon, then you'll receive all the notifications, and you'll never miss an episode of Behind the Raw. Richo, this is from Nathan Edwards. He's member number. Great that you're putting the member numbers on there too.
I love the member number.
294-4967, Nathan Edmonds. Richo, any thoughts about staying on as the substantive CEO, so extending your deal? What's that looking like?
No, I've expressed to the board that I want to stay on, so it's up to Barry and the board to come back with the contract, etc. It's as much about the wording of the contract as it is about money. It's probably more about that, because I just want to make sure we're going forward in the same path that I've told everybody we're going to.
Okay, great. Neil Weatherston, member number 176625. Neil says or asks, the crowd attendance at Campbelltown hasn't been at the same level as Leichhardt. Yeah, this is true. What is being looked at to build the enthusiasm to attend home games at Campbelltown Stadium in the Southwest Corridor?
Well, first thing we've done, we've got some good games there.
Yeah.
I mean, Saints, South and Brisbane, big games, you know, and so that's a good start to it. And secondly, as I said, we've ensconced ourselves in the Southwest, and we're getting a lot of lead up to this game, and hopefully if we can sell out, it'll be a great statement about where we are. But, you know, we're not dilly-dallying out there. We're actually making a commitment to the area, so I'm hoping that we get a response to that and work in with the council and West MacArthur Leagues Club and make it a successful day.
Get your butts out there against the Dragons.
Correct.
Next weekend, and then round eight, well, that's against the Brisbane Broncos. If that doesn't draw a crowd, I'm not here.
Yeah.
And the boys will be wearing their heritage jerseys too that weekend. That's
Anzac. I love that jersey, the heritage jersey. It's a great jersey.
good, isn't it?
Yeah, I bought all my
with
kids
a little
that one.
The collar. Nice. Okay, here's a. I haven't given these to you, so these are off. Well, not off the cuff, but the Shire Tiger. He says, Richo, does the club plan on aligning our pathways and senior teams, i.e. New South Wales Cup, under the West Tigers brand?
Not at this stage, mate. I mean, it's working pretty well. I'm working closely with Leo and the team out at West to try and upgrade the park out there so they can play, we can train there as well as West, which we can't do at the moment. So our plans are to make that bigger and better for West and sustain it there. So the answer is no.
Okay. Troy Maguire, no membership number this one. Richo, love your work.
I don't answer you then, Troy.
We'll move on.
Yep.
No. My question is, now that the team has a new victory song at the club, are we looking at a new club song as well? Because he says he has one for us.
No, that's very good, Troy. But, you know, well,
send it through.
Send it through. I'm still trying to learn the new club song. I thought I had a beat because he came from my club. I grew up in Brisbane.
Same tune.
We're from Tigerland, but I'm sitting there going, it was a completely different song. So they got better last time. They were better last yesterday's game, but there's still a bit of improvement to come. There was no notes
this week. The more we win, the more we sing, and I like it. It was an amazing vibe in the change rooms. I've got to say that.
Yeah, it was.
Just an
was.
Amazing vibe all around. And back on the crowd, though, Richard, when they came to full voice, particularly when Gutho was lining up that what would have been a match-winning penalty, shouldn't have been given, just amazing.
It shocked the Parramatta fans. When they started cheering, they just shocked the Parramatta fans. They had to come back at it, and they couldn't outdo them. It was a really, really cool day for being a Tiger fan.
No, we shouldn't really heckle kickers. We can't really condone or promote. Yeah, of course we can.
Of course you can. It's a part of rugby league is heckling.
Absolutely.
Heckling referees and kickers. It's,
absolutely.
That's what you buy your hot dogs and beer for.
So if there were 10,000 West Tigers fans there, I tell you what, you've played a role in Gutho missing that.
He did.
Absolutely. Westlife Podcast, the guys do a good job. They've been supporting the club for quite a while. Love your work, Richo. Has the media landscape in rugby league changed since you started your career in the sport?
But obviously because of social media and clicks when I first started at Cronulla in 94, it was like, you know, you have some really respected journos who wrote good stories and match reports and great journos like Steve Mascord and, you know, Chippy Frelingos. And they were great characters in their own life. There was always the hatred. Sydney's a powder keg for hatred between the papers and media and everything else. But there was sort of like but now, mate, it's just open slather. It's, you know, there's so many different people. You don't even know the names of some of them when they come ring you up. And
do you have to have thick skin?
Well, I have a thick skin because, mate, see, what happens with most journalists, it's all about trying to, you know, if you don't leak to them, then you know, they try to pull you down or try to make you what you're doing. I don't leak to them. I've got some journos who are, I suppose, we'd call friends, but I learned a long time ago that you just cannot possibly listen to they have never been the CEO of a club. Mm. They have never coached, and some of them never played. And yet they're telling you how to run a club, they're telling you how to coach a club, and they're telling you what's right and wrong. Now, they can have their opinion, like everybody else in the stands has their opinion, but that's not mine. That doesn't mean I'm going to take any notice of it. And that's my whole point about it. I keep saying to everybody, we're on a journey or on a pathway. Don't get blown off the pathway because one bad article or one bad game or one... You've got to either have a plan or don't and keep going. And, you know, the media won't worry. But I couldn't care less what the media wrote about me. People say that. Coaches say that. And, you know, they don't mean it. But I mean it. I don't even watch 360. I don't even listen to what people are doing. And people have to ring me up and tell me sometimes.
I tell you, generally.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I actually say to you, don't I? I say, well, let me know what's going on, if there's anything major going on up there, Chris, and we'll respond to it. You know, because I don't really want to. And funnily enough, when I go home at night, I don't want to watch TV shows. And I love Vossi, but, you know, I don't really want to watch The Fan either. But at the end of the day, you know, you have to work so hard and concentrate on trying to make things successful. What everybody else says is really, I always say you can have input, but without final say, you know, and that's, it's just the way it is. It's, Yeah, it doesn't mean it. Yeah, you know, it hurts my brother and my kids more than it hurts me. Oh, Dad, did you see what Buzz said about you? I said, well, Buzz has been saying the same thing about me for 30 years. I'm still here. I haven't got the sack yet anywhere, so I'm going all right at the moment. You know.
On the fan though, I will say that Vossi did had Benji on there a couple of weeks back. My God, it was a great little interview. Some of Benji's magic moments. Yeah, really, really good. Again, thanks to all of you who did send questions from the crowd in to Richo. We couldn't address them all, but we'll do our best each and every week to get through as many questions as we can. Well, mate, thanks for jumping in. I think we've covered a fair bit of ground there, haven't we? And a lot of detail in that the strategic plan going forward for the next 2 or 3 years. So I hope our members appreciate and enjoyed getting that information when others didn't. So if you're not a member, $75 the club membership is, $45 for juniors. It's unticketed. If you want to do that, just show your stripes. Great to have you on board, and let's keep working towards that target 10,000. Hopefully we'll get there by the end of this year. The boys, as I say, are Suncorp Stadium Saturday night against the Dolphins. Can we make it 3 in a row?
Another young kid debuts in Latu, so that's
absolutely
exciting.
Latu Fainer. So he'll become West Tigers player number 282. So it's wonderful to see. Disappointing for Lockie. He's had a wonderful start to his NRL career, and he'll serve a couple of weeks.
It's not part of his character, but it is what it is, and you can't do it.
No, I was going to say funny. It's not funny at all. But
it was an error on his he didn't mean to do it. But at the end of the day, you've got to protect players. And if it happened to him, his dad and mum would be concerned about it as well. So, but he's not that sort of bloke. As I said, though, it gives another young kid an opportunity on Saturday night.
It does indeed. And the Dolphins, too, they've got their lock forward, Max Plath. He's out because of a hip drop tackle as well. Anyway, good luck to the fellas on Saturday night. If you are in Brisbane, get down there. Please get down there. Show your stripes. Be as noisy as our fans were at Combank Stadium on Easter Monday. It'd be great to see you up there at Suncorp Stadium Saturday night. To our New South Wales Cup boys, good luck to you as well. That's Sunday at North Sydney Oval against the Bears and Jersey Flegg there in Melbourne. So go get them, fellas. Richo, again, thanks very much.
Thanks
for tuning in. We'll do it all again next week on Behind the Raw.
Behind the Raw, the official podcast of West Tigers.